Okay, everybody, so we're on 67A1. If anybody listens to the recording, they're not here. So they should be aware that Moitzi Shabbos, I will be in Teaneck and I will be recording via Zoom only. That's 7:30, Moitzi Shabbos, Yitz Hashem, Zoom only. Okay. Rabbi Chelbo, we're going to talk now about Pasa Baba Kissin, which is a long, complicated sugya. I'm not going to do it justice tonight. Just as Akdama, we have three sheets just brought in the footnotes. We have Rashi, Rabbi Yochananel, and Rav Haigel. So Rashi's shita is you have toasted grain that you eat together with pastries kneaded with spices, walnuts, and almonds. So Pasa Baba Kissin is bread that comes with toasted grains. Kissin are these toasted grains that you're eating together with this pastry. Rabbi Yochanan says it's kissin is a lotion of kiss of pocket. So you have a dough which is kneaded with pockets filled with these almonds, honey, and other sweets. Then you have Rabbi Haigon who says kissin is hard, dry bread. And hard and dry is kissin. I don't know what the shosha that is. Anyway, the rule is you have to be. I guess I don't know if it's called a cooler or humra, I'm not what it's called, but you have to say mizonos instead of hamotzi. And if you're kavayasud, of course, you have to make hamotzi. Okay. So, Rav Chelbo, Rav Huna, Rav. This is important to understand what this means. I ran through it before when I was learning it myself, and I couldn't understand some footnotes later. I had to come back here to read what exactly it says here. It says, Rav Chelbo, Rav Huna. Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Huna, Rav, who said in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, so he's quoting Rav. That's important to know. Shame Rav Chiyaruma, possible because of Achar Mazon. So if you have the end of the meal, you're going to eat this possible because whatever that is. So Tuna Bracha Lefaneha Ula Achare. So this is a very interesting rule over here. It's a very big chiddush. Even though this is a mizonos, you're still going to have to make an alamichya prior to benching, right? Because the fact that it's coming after the meal means it's totally disconnected from the meal, has no shakas with the meal, and therefore it's not covered by brachas amazon. Rabbi Yochanan and Pollock, now Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with this. So, let's see.
Shlomo, excuse me, where are you?
I'm on 67A1 at the top of the page. Now we're a little bit further. So it's where it says, Amar Bambi, Amar Biachin and Paul. That's the third line of the Yerushalmi on the Daf, the end of the line. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Okay,
sure, no problem. So we're saying couple of things to note over here. So on the bottom of footnote 2, it says, many Rishonim note, this law was applicable only in Talmudic times when it was customary at the end of the meal to completely cease eating bread and only eat dessert. See, it's like a Viennese table. Like imagine they cleared off all the tables, all the plates, all the food, and then they only had a Viennese table. So that was in those days. Mm-hmm. So they diverted their minds. It means that was a complete hesachat das from eating any more bread. The meal has officially ended. But nowadays, however, we do not divert our minds from eating bread. Okay? Until we bench. So therefore, the desserts are considered part of the meal and they're covered by brachas hamazon. And therefore, so for mizonos, I don't know about you guys. I never make a mizonos at the end of the meal. I mean, if they would serve me cake or pie or whatever it is, I would never make a mizonos. He's actually saying you would never make an alamichya. But even if it would be, let's say, a case of fruit, so even though fruit is certainly going to require ha'etz at the end of the meal because it's a dessert, but you would not make a barring nefashos or if it was the mean shiva, it wouldn't say man cholosh because we are still involved in the bread meal up until the bench. So that's why a lot of this sounds a little strange to us because we don't have this minhag. I thought this important footnote. Okay. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan argues. Now, it's not clear. The Gemara is going to clarify now. I'm Rav Mana, the Rav Piskin. When we say Rav Yochanan is arguing, but my whole public, how? What do you mean he's arguing? What is he arguing? Maybe this is a the way the line they have to catch the next couple line is this perhaps how Rav Yochanan is arguing? He's asking a question. Is he talking about only when you ate from that min in the middle of the meal? In other words, you had this pasim of a kistin in the middle of the meal, and since you already had it in the middle of the meal, and that certainly was part of the meal, and that certainly would have been covered by Berachas Hamazon at the end of the meal. Therefore, since it was already part of the Berachas Hamazon, so it schleps along even the pasim of a kistin that comes after the meal. Is that where Rabbi Yochanan? What?
After the meal or at the end of the meal?
I'm not sure what the difference is. No. Nothing we're talking about here is after benching. This whole discussion is all tach suda or after the suda, but prior to the benching, right? So perhaps when we say Rabbi Yochanan was polik, in other words, so what was the machlokas according to this happen? Rabbi Yochanan held that since you had it in the middle of the meal, and therefore, even if you have it after the meal, but you won't have to make a bracha achrona because you're going to be yotzei with the Berachas Hamazon and it's going to cover everything. But on the other hand, Rabbi Kelbo is going to hold, according to this, the way he writes it here, Rabbi Kelbo, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Kia Ruba, right? So that's what he calls it, Rabbi Kia. He does not view the post-meal kistin as related to the mid-meal kistin. The two kistin are serving two functions. You could be eating kistin as a appetizer or part of the meal, and then you could be eating kistin after the meal as a dessert. So since you're having that kistin after the meal as a dessert, it's not connected. And therefore, he would require an alamichya anyway. That's the pshat mahavim. Even if it's the same hasamob kistin that you had in the middle of the meal, according to this Havamina, Rabbi Yochanan was arguing only in this case, because he held that since you had it in the middle of the meal, you were already being yotzei with Berachas Hamazon on that part, and therefore it would be covered. Whereas Rabbi Ruba held, no, it's a different function, and therefore, yeah. Now, at that point, if you, in other words, and we have to theorize, and therefore, if you ate kistin bread only for dessert, perhaps even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it's not part of the meal and it would require both a bracha beforehand and after. Okay. Now, he answers him, Amalei. So he says, no, that's not when we said Rabbi Yochanan Pollock, he was arguing even if he did not have any food in the middle of the meal. Even if you only had pasta and baba kistin after the meal. Bam, some wasn't even if you didn't eat it. So then what's the machlokas? Kistin bread is an essence of bread. And like genuine bread, it provides sustenance. And therefore, even if it's after the meal, it doesn't make a difference. You're going to still, you'll be yotze with Berachas Hamazon. Rabbi Kia, on the other hand, he holds, since the established bracha achrona for pasim of kistin is al hamichya, so it's not exempted from Berachas Hamazon. Okay. Right. But, and he points out at the end, but of course, Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that you're going to have to make a mezonos before you eat the pasim of kistin because it's a dessert. Okay, so that's interesting to know. Next, also Rabbi Chagai, that was the most complicated part of tonight's stuff. Also Rabbi Chagai, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, afilu lo'achal me'esamim be'em tzahamasim. See, he's corroborating Piskia's interpretation, right? He's saying what? That Rabbi Yochanan Shita is true, even if you did not eat that type of meal. He's just kind of like repeating the second son, like just like he said. That happens a lot, right? Amar Rav Chanina, Bar Sisai, Havan Ilain Dinesia. Bar Sisai was sent this food from the Nasi's house. Meshachalei Niklovsin. They would send him. He's Nikolovson. Now, what are Nikolovson? So it seems to me a superior species of dates. That's what they how they translate it. Now, so the Nasi sent him these dates, okay? And have a shabbat line bus and resigning. He would leave them for after the meal, because they, I mean, the way I understand this is because they were sent by the Nasi, so these were very special. They were chashuv. So he left them for the end of the meal. And then what did he do after he finished eating? Right? He made a bracha both before and after. Now, he's not going like Rabbi Akiva.
This is after the meal, or is this still before breakfast?
Only the whole discussion here is all before Brachas HaMazon, after the meal. Yeah. Have a Shavuot one. That's exactly what it's saying. He would leave it, Pasam Mazaini, after the meal, before benching. And he'd make a bracha tefillah v'sof. So in other words, this is not like Rabbi Yechonon. This is going to be this is the Shita of Rabbi Chiya before, right? Because according to Rabbi Yechonon, you would only make a bracha rishona, not achron. Okay. Now, someone's calling me from New Jersey. Too bad. That's very rare. What? Yeah, it looked like a 732 number. Yeah. Assuming, let's see, it says here in the bracket, so I just want to get this one thing straight over here. Assuming the bread was Kistin bread. Assuming this food, this niklavosin, was not dates, but it was actually some kind of kistin. So then it was literally like a pia. Even if you hold it was dates, it was according to pia, not rebekah. The law is if one by accident said brechas hamazon over dates, you yotze yibracha chrona, because dates are mazon also. So, contra b'yachanan holds brachas hamazon is moitzi, that because brachas hamazon is valid, dates eaten after the meal are also exempt from brachas hamazon. Okay, that's right. Now that's a good, his point over here is just to point out that even sometimes it's possible to have a case where you said the wrong bracha chrona. If you benched after you ate dates, yotze, because it's mezon zan. If the food gives sustenance, so hazan sakol would be mitzi, even though it's not the correct bracha achron. He's just pointing it out. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Sometimes he. You have to be careful. I feel there's some more editing that needs to take place here in these footnotes. Sometimes he gets completely off tangent and brings in a lot of extraneous stuff, which really is not negiah the daf at all. This one, I think, I don't know if that one really belonged here. Anyway, a related incident. Rav Huna achal tamrin in piste. So now this is an interesting one. Here, have you ever seen this, that some people want to, in order to avoid the shayla, do I make a bracha, do I not make a bracha? So what they'll do is they'll eat the first bite with bread and the last bite with bread. That's what we were taught in Yeshiva. If you want to avoid any shaylas about brachas, right? You have to do that?
I
heard first and last bite, whatever, however it is. Okay. But that way, you don't have to make any bracha rishona, because for sure, eating it with bread, so you're good, right? Have you ever heard of this?
Something like pizza, instead of worrying about what to do with the bracha,
okay, that's 100%. That's possible. Yeah. Not exactly the same thing, but yeah, similar. Yeah. So this is going to be like, this Yushami is mamish beforeish, this case. So Rav Huna ate dates with his bread, and that way he didn't make any bracha. Now, Rav Huna, this is why this was important, I pointed out to you before. Rav Huna and Rav Huna are one and the same, the test and the hair interchangeable. Rav Huna, therefore, his Rebbe is who? Rav. Okay, now this is very important. Omalei Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said to Rav Huna, Poleg at a Rabbah? Are you arguing on your Rebbe? In other words, your Rebbe, who is Rav, who who quoted, we just said at the top of the page, right? We said that Rav Huna Rav said the name of Kiyaruba, that you have to say Bracha Lefnel Acharav. So, Shuvkin, why did you eat the dates in the middle of the meal with bread to avoid the blessing? Shuvkin Basam, leave them till after the meal. Then you make the bracha before and after. It almost sounds like he wanted him to make the brachas to show that he's not arguing with his Rebbe. Something like that. I'm not 100% sure what was bothering him. He wants him to do like his Rebbe. On Malay, he says, inan, negisti. I can't leave them for after the meal because they're my main course. That's all I have to eat here. These dates, that's it. I'm having bread and dates. Okay. Rav Yoyin of Rav Yoyisi Salkam and wish to say the Rav Fanina in Tanya. So they went to a wedding of Rav Fanina. The Antanian, I don't know what that is. If it's on your wedding invitation, Antania, please let me know where that's located. Apikumei and Pasama, because the Lacham wasn't. So he brought them back out, you know, this special kind of, you know, stuffed.
Franks and blanks.
Franks and blanks, yeah. After the meal. So what do you do? Do you make it? Do you make a bracha or not? This question was, do you make a bracha achrona or not? Actually, before also, before and after or not? Amrin, so they said, Nishboko fun of Nesilo on Masisa. Let's abandon the Amorayim, you know, that we learned regarding, in other words, they have that whole machlokas going on between Yechanan and Rav Huna. So let's just abandon that. Let's not get involved in that machlokas. Let's analyze the Brisa through our own eyes. Let's learn the Sugya ourselves. This is the case of learning the Sugya Alim of the Hokusa. The Tony, Rav Mana, Amam, Shom, Yudusha, Amam, Shom, Biasi, Aglili, there's a Brisa. Where you have a single shitas yochid, you're going to say, that ha pasam babakisim la'achal mazin to the bracha lefnel acharav. So you have this one opinion saying that it is tana bracha before and after. And so they make a deal. So let's make a deal. Mikiva dehon yichinai. Since this was in the name of a single person in Biasi Aglili, obviously Rabbanim Pligulite. So must be the Rabbim argue on him, because otherwise, why would it just quote a single person? Therefore, let's do like Rabbanan and not make a bracha achrona. In other words, we're going to do like Rabbi Yochanan. That's basically what they're saying. Okay? So the rabbi's opinion, footnote 20, is consistent with that of Rabbi Yochanan. No bracha achrona is recited on post-dinner kissed and bread. Therefore, the halacha is like that. Okay. Next. Now on 67b. Okay. Now, yesterday, I don't know if you remember, we talked about Beis Shammai. We had two different approaches to how to learn Beis Shammai. It's going to come into play today as well. Do you want me to go over the two mahalchim again? No? Okay. I won't.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just say over. We said yesterday that there were two ways to understand Beis Shammai. Just find it again. Right? It's on 66b2. Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Aflo Maase Kedeva. If you make a bracha on the Pasa Baba Kistan, you're not even going to be moitzi the porridge. So the key to remember is the following. Porridge is something which is a main staple of the meal. It's going to be maintenance, sustenance food. Pasa Baba Kistan, or Parparis, as the case may be, here over here, Parparis. That's more of a luxury item, a peripheral type thing. So it's like, so we had two mahalchim. So one was footnote 10. Either the Tanakhama said that Mizonos, right? The Tanakhama said, Birach al ha-parperes, loy patar es ha-pas. But that's mashma. What it is motzi, this is the key to remember. What is it motzi? It's motzi, the ma'aseh kedeira. Right? That it is motzi. It's just not motzi bread, but the porridge, it would be motzi. Shammai is coming to argue and say, no, it's not motzi parch. Okay, not only is it not motzi bread, it's not motzi parch either. And that would be the one mahalach. Another possibility that the Tanakhama said that Hamotzi is exempting the parparis, the peripheral dish, right? And surely it will be motzi, the bread, bracha of Hamotzi, will surely be motzi, a side dish of parish. If Hamotzi is going to be motzi, is going to be motzi the parparis, surely the Maisa Kedera. And Beis Shammai is completely disagreeing and saying that Hamotzi is not going to be motzi anything, not parparis and not Maisa Kedera. So those are the two ways to learn Beis Shammai. Okay, now let's learn the Gemara. After Maisa Kedera, Amar Marein is for Bishua, a hon do achal grizmi v'solos. A person who eats grizmi, which is barim and zinus, and then he eats parch made from fine flour, which is also barim and zinus. Alpha got the varach al griz masa, the sofa lo patar sofa. Even though he ate he made a bracha mazonos on grizma, but he's not gonna, when it comes to eating the parch, he has to make another mazonos again. Okay? And we're gonna say the reason soon. Ma, the Gemara says, what's going on over here? Kivei Shammai? Is this like Beis Shammai Shita? Beis Shammai Ramaf like Maisa Kedera? That the Mishnah says that it's not even moitzi, that a blessing on parparis is not even moitzi maisa kedera. So, the same way, if you made a bracha on grisma, you won't even discharge the blessing over the parch. So, just like the grisma was saying, it won't be moitzi the solus. Is that the pshat? Because the Tanakama, who's Beis Hillel, obviously holds that making a bracha on parparis is motzi the maisa kedera. That was the diuk we made. It's only not motzi bread. It's not, but it is motzi the parch. On Rabbi Yossi, no, that's not. We're not saying a pshat like Beis Shammai. We're going divrei hakol. And Beis Shammai, when he says it's not motzi the maisa kedera, he's not referring to the last statement that if you make it on. That if you make a mazonos on a peripheral dish, Tanakama agrees a mazonos on a peripheral dish will not discharge the blessing on the parish. Beis Shammai is going to argue on the Tanakama's earlier ruling that bread is mighty the parparis, and he's saying, Birachal HaPas, he's referring to the Tanakama. So Tanakama, when it said, Birachal HaPas, Patras of Parparis, that it's mighty the peripheral food, Best Maisa Kedera, it will surely be motzi the porridge, which is more of a basic food. Different Beis Hillel, that's what Shaul says. But Beis Shammai Omer, lo patras Maisa Kedera, that you will not be motzi the porridge. And you're surely not going to be motzi the peripheral dish, meaning making hamotzi is not going to be is not going to take care of any of these foods. Aval in birach ala parparas chila, if you first made a bracha on a peripheral dish, then everybody holds it's not going to be moitzi bread and also lo maisik deira and not parch. That's basically it. Yeah, you go over it, you'll see, you'll understand it a little bit. It's a little hard to say it over in just 2 minutes, but if you study it, you'll see it. Rabbi Abba Braider, a puppy boy, so he asked the following question. He eats an appetizer made of wheat flour and he intends to eat bread afterwards. So he's making a bracha of, is it a mazonos or is it, I think it's a mazonos, right? Toasted wheat, commonly eaten as a snack. And he has in mind, the question is only the Gabi bracha chrona, sorry about that. So it's not talking about the bracha rishona. Obviously he can't be moitzi the bread with the mazonos that he made at the beginning. The issue is, could you use the brachas hamazon to be moitzi the alamichya on this snack that he ate before? Okay, so he's eating a mazonos appetizer and he wants to eat bread afterwards. So does he have to make a bracha achrona on the appetizer. Okay. I get it. Now, we had this before on 65B, and Rabbi Shimon Levi and Abba had a machlokus over there. This is revisiting the issue again. Okay. The answer is Rabban de Keshem Pashtim La. They answered, so you do have to make a bracha after the wheat flour appetizer. That's not like what we had said before, right? That we said earlier, you don't have to make a bracha. According to the approach of the Rashi and the Haredim, wheat flour food is merely an example of an appetizer. The Gemara is actually dealing here with all appetizers eaten before the meal, and really this thing really belonged earlier. There's another approach here from Mara Folda, Ayin Shom. Okay, we'll stop here, everybody. So I suggest that if you really want to be kind of the sugya, you're going to have to really study it on your own, but not here. It's just not enough time here to cover a sugya arucha like this. Okay, one more time. I will not be here for Shabbos. I'll be in Teaneck, and it might say Shabbos. I plan on giving the two blocks here that we usually cover at 7:30 p.m. It's Hashem on Zoom only. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.
So not